I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to Friends with Friends. I'm Pete Allison. This is Dave Cribb and we are recording. Well, I'd say about half an hour later than we intended to. Dave, would you like to explain why the delay has happened today?
Forgot my trousers.
Forgot your trousers. Yeah.
Very short version of the story is I'm going to Wales for 3 days straight after this and I went via the gym. So I put my gym kit on this morning and thought I'm fucking smashing this. Put all my clothes for the week in a bag, including some stuff today for after the gym. Then finish the gym. About to come to the podcast and put on my clothes and just basically was literally stood in a gym changing room with just a t-shirt and boxer shorts and socks on. And I looked like a remedial and thought, well, I've got no trousers for the entire week, so I had to go back home. And now here we are. But it makes no difference to ye listening because, you know, podcast, innit? But
exactly.
Just a little insight into my life.
Are you wearing trousers now?
I am wearing trousers now. And a man that can confirm that is today's guest. It is the comedian Adam Hess. Adam, before we talk about anything else, please confirm that I'm wearing trousers.
He is trousered, absolutely trousered. I looked at them the moment I arrived. The story I was told was, do you mind if we meet later? Because I forgot my trousers. I'm really quite sad I know actually what that story was now. That wasn't nearly as sitcom-y as I was
is it disappointing?
Preparing for. Yeah, I was hoping he'd gone absolutely insane or something like that. But no, you look beautiful, if I'm honest. Like, really beautiful.
Thanks, mate.
I'm completely naked, so I mean, I can't have anything to say about the issue.
It's a first for this podcast as well. Most people do wear clothes, but that's fine.
That's all right.
You, I would say, are maybe the most excited person to come on this podcast so far, based on your sort of preamble on text.
Well, I'm furious. I'm furious that the two things that define me as what I am today are friends,
yep.
And musicals, and you're in charge of those two things. And like I can't move without singing the Friends theme tune to the tune of I Dreamed a Dream. However, it's been so late in my career that you've like the number of times I'd like walk near you in years gone by and say, oh, so Friends and musicals, eh? And you go, yeah, mad, I've got nothing for you, mate. And then I just had to like bite the bullet. And I think I was next to you in a urinal when I accosted you. And I said, how sweary can I be on this podcast?
Yeah, by the way?
Okay, good. How blinking dare you not ask me to be on, we're at a birthday party. And then I can't remember when I told you that you have to make me do the Friends one. But I am obsessed with, is it obsession? I don't know.
I feel like it is.
It's not, okay, to say it's unhealthy is incorrect. I'm a pinnacle of health. I mean, look at my naked body.
It is quite a sight.
But yeah, I don't know how much detail to go in about this obsession. I thought I was okay. I thought I was normal because everyone watched it. And I was like, well, I'm just one of those people.
Yeah, we're just watching TV.
So maybe it's partly to do with the fact that I've just got a good memory or something. I don't know. But like, if someone was to say, as someone did a couple of days ago, I was chatting to someone, and she mentions, like, you know, when they go to London in Series 6, and I slammed my fist on the table. I was like, what are you talking about, Season 6?
Series 4.
What are you talking about, Season 6?
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, oh, weird. And to me, that was like saying, you know, Bill Obama. Like, what? What are you talking about? You know, what?
Saying bad thing.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? But, yeah, no, I watched, let me think. I was one of these people that had all of the videos.
Yeah.
That must have taken up a lot of space.
Exactly. It was such a mad... There was a whole mantel piece, which was just the videos. Like a whole fireplace was dedicated to Friends. Mm. And it was like a big deal every time a new three videos came out. They wouldn't release a whole series at one time.
No, it was like, yeah.
Also, I don't know how much ground has been covered of Friends on this show already, but they've released three videos at a time.
Yeah.
Like every, I don't know, 6 months. Six, yeah. But what could happen was you'd get, if you're very, very, if you bought those videos the day they came out, there would often be two episodes that hadn't been on TV yet.
Oh my God.
Oh, the timing. Because of the UK broadcast.
I guess so, yeah. So I saw that, what was it? One with Chandler's fake laugh before it was on TV. And I was like, I didn't know if I was like, I felt like a god or I felt like some
this
sort of...
This rings a bell now. Now that you said this, I've never ever thought about this, but I do remember. Because you felt magic, didn't you?
Yeah, it was
you
like... It was mental. Yeah. Words can't explain.
I know.
Like, bearing in mind, your whole life was just based on what's the next episode of Friends going to be like? And I was like, it had fucked with the system so much. So much.
And then the sense of disappointment I remember having when it came around on TV, because that week you didn't get anything new in your life.
And for the next 2 weeks, you had nothing.
Well, no.
This is just a tangent. When I saw the advert for the one that could have been. I found the advert so exciting that I went fishing for the first time. No, as a coincidence, I was in Spain, like 10 years old or whatever, and I went fishing for the first time with a family friend, and I was in a very dangerous situation at some point. I almost like was about to fall off some rocks and die.
Right.
And I genuinely thought to myself, well, it doesn't matter if I die because I've seen that advert, that Friends episode. And I thought, I can die happy because I've seen that.
But you hadn't seen the episode.
No, but I was like, but I know there's a Matt. I had become so happy.
The knowledge that existed.
Yeah, because it was insane. It was like, oh my God.
Is that the hypothetical episode where it's if like Phoebe hadn't still had that job in finance or whatever? And
sorry, yeah. And the advert. I remember the advert. I'm having another heart attack.
Yes, that's it.
It was that. That was so exciting to me. I just thought, I can die happy now, having not even seen it. So yeah. Am I getting too into it?
No. It's always nice.
This is what you're here for.
Yeah, this is what you're here for. It's nice at the start to gauge the level.
Oh, I've got a Friends fan account on Twitter as well, which is have I not told you about this?
I feel like you have told me about this, but
this is it's the funniest thing that I've ever done. Years ago. I started a Twitter account called Friends Fan 3, and it was from the perspective of someone who was watching Friends for the first time.
I do remember this.
Listener, just so you know, very recently, Friends has become like a really BuzzFeed-y topic or whatever. All these articles about like, is Friends problematic? Oh, was Phoebe offensive for like 3 seasons or whatever?
Yeah.
I was so ahead of the curve. Looking at Friends for what it was, but it was so fun. It was like in 2013. I was tweeting all this stuff. Like, are you reading it now, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going through it.
It was just, okay to say it was funny. No, it was just, it made me laugh so much more than any of my actual comedy. But it was just the idea of just like saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe Chandler's told Janice he's going to Yemen. She'll never believe that." And then one tweet later, I was like, "Oh my fucking God!" obviously, it's not actually that funny now to say out loud.
28th of May, 2014. Holy shit, Joey literally has a chicken on his head. Okay, it's official. Friends equals American Mr. Bean.
It was great stuff.
Why didn't you keep this up?
Well, I did a really good prank right at the end where I just suddenly stopped tweeting about it. And then 4 years later, I think I tweeted something like...
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I hadn't noticed the time difference.
Yeah, so after 4 years of not tweeting, I said, oh, I didn't notice it was on Comedy Central now.
Yeah.
So you know, it went from E4 to Comedy... Yeah, so I thought it would be quite funny to pretend that I didn't know. It just changed channels. But it's stuff like tweeting... I used to tweet a lot about how like Ross is clearly... like a bad dude, like, because, and how he's not, the reason he's not allowed to see his son is because he's a sex addict and he owns a monkey, which is obviously the least ethical thing. Like, it's so funny how in season one, him owning a monkey was funny. It's like, now it's like, you what?
Yeah, it is insane, isn't it?
You did what?
When we go back and watch those first season episodes, it's baffling to think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's weirder, the character Ross owning a monkey, or the writers of Friends in the first season.
Going,
do you know what? This guy should get a monkey.
Yeah, I mean, it
feels like season eight when you really...
Yeah, what is that as a move? So what was... I think maybe they were like, yeah, Ross needs a thing. Yeah. What's his thing?
Chandler's sarcastic. You know, Monica's a clean freak.
Yeah, Ross, what was Ross's thing?
Give him...
He was depressing, was it? Was he sad?
He was a bit maudlin, wasn't he? Because he was getting divorced, wasn't
and
he?
And then became a bit manic, lesbian.
Yeah.
He went a bit... Yeah, he went a... Did he go manic season one?
Oh, no, sorry, not in season one. That came later, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I mean, he really found his feet. I think it was... it was season five.
Yeah.
It was after that divorce. It was sandwich time. Sandwich time.
Well, we've
You've discussed
this. We've plotted fairly regularly the ascension of Ross and the dissension of Chandler, which we think are fairly equal around season five. Chandler gets with Monica and basically goes... quite boring.
Well, I think Friends became boring at that point. It was like every episode would end with Chandler and Monica going, I love you and you know that. And it was like, what? No.
Say something harsh, Chandler.
Eat jam. Yeah. Eat some jam.
I'm still scrolling through your tweets and it seems you're quite harsh on Ross, Adam. Two of my favorite, well, for example, lol, Ross, stop hanging around with your sister and her boyfriend. Get your own mates and see your son.
What else we got? What's another fave? I forgot about this account.
Lol, Ross, can't believe you made a fake son out of some old clothes and a pumpkin. Get over it, mate. You don't have a family.
He's not allowed to see his son. It's mad. He doesn't even mention his son.
His son's not even at his wedding in London, for example.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
What's quite funny is when Emily says to him, ultimatum, me or your friend, yeah. Me or New York or whatever. It's such a shock to the audience when he's on the phone to Emily and he says, look, I can't move to London without Ben. The whole audience was like, oh yeah. Like it's
but, not, oh Ben.
Yeah, yeah, but like when he's talking about it to the friends, this issue, should I move to London? He doesn't mention his son at any point.
No, it's all about his ex-girlfriend, isn't it? Who's just one of his mates now. You know, that's the problem he has sort of for most of it with his mate, with his friends.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I take issue with myself now poking holes in it. Well, I mean, yeah, they're not meant to be believable people.
No,
so
I mean,
who
cares?
It
is a sitcom, isn't it?
They're not believable human beings. Like Joey went from being someone who... owns the book The Shining one day to 4 years later, he can't read. He can't read. No. He's just like stupid as, yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's no consistency. So we should just accept it for what it is, which is...
That has been the only criticism of our podcast, I'd say, consistently, is people going, guys, it's a sitcom, get over it. But very small minority. But our retaliation is very much, well, what we're here for, if we're not to find the fun and poke holes in it. I mean, otherwise we're just going, then Ross went into the coffee house and had a coffee.
We can't, all the good bits about Friends wouldn't be possible without being like, but that doing things that are literally impossible.
Yeah.
Or like, all of the funny things are probably born out of, but let's just say anything's doable. Like the idea that they live where they live.
Yeah, well, that incredible apartment.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We accept those. We poke fun at the bits that are there to have the fun part. There's no way we can't address the fact that one of the characters has a monkey. Like, you just can't, can you? Like, on any level. Yeah. You have to just...
I don't know if this has been mentioned. I don't understand the architecture of the building. Like, that's a balcony. That's a balcony.
Well, outside Monica and...
Yeah, Monica and...
Rachel's.
It's a balcony with like a... cement ledge.
Right.
And then you see the outside of the building and there is no balcony.
There's no balcony.
But like, why is this not massive news?
There's also, whoever designed the building did not design a way to get onto the balcony.
Is that not a thing? Is that not just a cool...
They have to climb out the window to get out there, don't they?
Yeah, they have to climb out the window.
But it's not just a bit of space outside. It is a functional balcony, right?
Are we meant to think that is the fire escape?
I imagine so, yeah. Because there are times when... There's that time when Chandler climbs up the fire escape, isn't there, to get in and sneak in.
I swear there's a cement ledge. It's not an iron, cast iron thing. And to me, that's...
I mean, either way, the outside of the building, as you say, is just a sheer fake, isn't it? It's just windows.
Actually, yeah, you're right, yeah. And it's not that balcony is not on the exterior of that building shot.
No.
I'm not mad, right?
No, it isn't. It absolutely isn't.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Yeah, sorry, I've just... Yeah. No. Pete, what are your thoughts on the architecture of the Friends building?
Well, I think... Have you seen the building from the outside in person?
In person? Yeah. No, I've not seen it in real life.
I am one of those nerds who went out of my way when I was in New York to actually go and see it, which I appreciate the set is like not... You know, it's not actually there. But the shots of the building from the outside, yeah, that there's no sign of where that balcony may actually exist.
It's worth going. You've been to New York even recently.
I've been to New York twice recently. I mean, what would be the Christing point in going?
Get a nice photo outside of it?
I don't photograph. I refuse to photograph. My memory is too good. I don't need to take photographs. I don't need to download songs. I just remember.
So you wouldn't like to go and just see it? Not interested.
See a lie? A lie? No, I would not. No, I think before Instagram was a thing, no one would have even bothered going there. Would they? Of course they wouldn't.
Yeah, I think.
It's just Friends has become... I mean, obviously I love it, but people pretend to like it more than they do now.
I've just scrolled through my Instagram to see whether I posted a photo of it, and I can confirm I did. And
of course
now
you did,
I am looking at the architecture of the balconies, and yes, that we were right. It's just not there.
That's why you shouldn't rely on... train your memory to not require photograph evidence of anything ever.
This feels like the podcast you could do, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Train your memory with Adam Hess.
You know, I'm currently trying to learn every word on a dictionary. Every word is a 1,000-page dictionary. I'm trying to learn the first word on every page just to train my memory to be better.
And how's it going?
I'm up to page 219.
And you could, if I asked you, recite them?
I can show you the words and you can test me right now. Shall I?
You got the dictionary?
I've got...
It feels like a diversion, Pete, but I'm interested in it.
I've got a list on my phone of the words. I've written the words into my phone. So it's column B. So the page number is down the side, and then column B. So scroll photo. Yeah.
Okay. And what am I doing?
Say a number, and I'll tell you what word is in column B of there.
23
is against. I mean, say correct.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely correct. I'm just trying to scroll. Oh, it's a screenshot, isn't it?
Sorry, screenshots. Yeah.
29.
29 is alliance.
Yeah. 5.
5 is absolutely. I'm going to do all 1,000 words.
I've only got the first 29. That's the
problem. Scroll to the side. Is there not to the side?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. 52.
52 is artless.
What a useful skill.
63
is... avoid.
It is.
Yes.
It is. That's what we need to do.
I just want to remember everything ever. I don't know
what is column A on that spreadsheet out of interest?
Column A, it will bore you too much. It's how I remember it. It's how it will bore you far too much.
Well, the word jam was next to.
Yeah. I cannot explain to you without you telling me to get out of the podcast. Every time I've told someone it's too boring to tell them what my way of remembering thing is, they go, no, I won't find it boring. That person is then unconscious within 5 seconds of being so bored. You know, I find it interesting. But yeah.
So what's the word jam? Jam reminds you of avoid. No, jam reminds you of...
Got to avoid some jam. So the word avoid, avoid the jam. Avoid the jam. I don't want any jam. So this is my problem. I don't know if I actually do love Friends. I just remember a lot about it.
Okay.
Lots of things. I just know. I just know. I've seen it.
Remember a lot.
Because also like it was on when we were very young.
Yeah.
So
how old are you?
I am 30.
Yeah.
So I discovered it when I was like 9, I think. And so I was like, it was in its premiership, I was like 9 to 12. And it was like, Pete, how old are you?
28.
28. So you were younger than me. Mm. And this is at an age where, do you like stuff? Do you know what I mean?
Stuff is just available to you, isn't it? So you watch it.
And it's very easy to... influence age bracket, yeah. Like young teenage. That's why most marketing is like aimed at kids.
Most of the reason that I ever watch any TV is because people are talking about it and I feel like I'm missing out. And then I'll watch it and go along with it regardless of how I actually feel about it. Like,
yeah.
It's like Line of Duty, why I've been watching that recently. Obviously, I understand that it's very good. And then you go back to the first series and loads of it just doesn't make sense. It's just complicated.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Watching it just because I feel like I have to.
Absolutely. But at least you're now of an age where you can make this criticism of like, too oh, this
old
doesn't
for
make
that
sense.
Shit now, yeah.
But like, as a child, like I was like, what am I doing? Like, is there? I don't know. No, it took me ages to realize. Like, I don't know if I watched the fact that you'd watch. Well, I used to watch the same episode again and again and again. It's like, what am I getting out of this? I know what words he's going to say next.
It's weird, isn't it? But yeah. I still do that to this day. I'll still pop it on if it's on Comedy Central. It'll just be on the telly. I'll watch it. I know what's going to happen.
You watch it with your eyes?
Yeah.
So not as a background thing?
Oh, it's more exactly. Often than not a background. I'll be on my laptop or I'll be cooking.
But as a child, you'd watch it maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. You'd sit down and watch. I mean, we didn't even have mobile phones.
There's nothing to, yeah, I guess.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Turn off the radio and turn on Friends.
You heard of Great Big Owl?
Yes, they make this podcast.
Yeah, but not just this podcast.
You're shitting me. Name some others.
Well, there's Trolled.
We had Luciana Berger and Gary Lineker coming on.
Oh, yeah, and there's Crime Club.
Did you get down for that?
Yeah.
There's The Fear.
It's a kid's show. They really, really scared me.
There's Always There.
Thanks very much, because I would never have gone down Howard's Way.
And there's Ask the Nincompoops.
Kids ask us the questions they want answered.
That's for kids. We shouldn't have sworn earlier.
Bollocks.
Quick, play the sting.
Great Big Owl.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Lisa Kudrow is the reason I learned the word virgin.
You can't just stop there.
Oh, sorry. I thought you'd go, oh, me too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure. I thought, after watching Hocus Pocus, we know Hocus Pocus?
Yeah.
It's witch cinema.
Yeah.
It's Bette Midler, isn't it?
Bette Midler, yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker, and a very beautiful ghost and called Zachary Binks. Anyway, there was a spell in it. It's like in a spell book that said, and the curse is broken when this candle is lit by a virgin. And as a five-year-old in Australia, no less, I turned to mother and said, what's a virgin? And she said, it's someone who's never been in love before.
Oh, that's a nice reply.
Yeah. And I mean, why would I doubt mother? We're in Australia. We're in the cinema. Yeah. I'm talking loudly when I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Asking what a virgin is. So why would I question that? And then I'd hear that word and I would just file it away. I've never been in love before or whatever. And then I read it. I was like 12. Oh, no, maybe a bit younger than that. And there was a thing about Lisa Kudrow, a news story about Lisa Kudrow in which the word virgin was said. I forget what it was. And then I said to my sister, oh, you know, Lisa Kudrow didn't fall in love till she was blah, blah, blah. And then my sister said, Adam, what do you think virgin means? And then,
whatever mother told me.
Yeah, and then I was absolutely mortified that I didn't know anything. Also, this is at an age where I didn't know what sex was at all, but I watched Friends in which they say the word sex.
They talk about it
loads as well. It's quite a big point of most episodes, I'd even say.
Yeah, the sex and porn and orgasms. And there's a lot of references to things that as a 8, 9, 10-year-old we were watching, it's probably fairly unsuitable.
I even said to... I wasn't kind of wasn't allowed to watch it when I was young. Maybe it was on too late or something.
Yeah.
And I was a bit embarrassed about the fact I wasn't allowed to watch it. So I said to my friend Matthew, so he said, did he watch Friends last night? The one with the football. And I remember that was definitely the one he mentioned. And I wanted to watch, be allowed to watch Friends, but I wasn't. And so I said, to make him feel bad about the fact that he's allowed to watch, but I wasn't, I said, we're too young to watch Friends. Like, as if to say, like, you idiot, how dare you? You scumbag. I said, we are too young to watch it. And because it was, there was an episode where in the advert, Monica uses the phrase sex and talking and sex and talking.
Yeah.
And I was dreading watching it that week because I was scared of hearing the word sex in front of my mum. Because it gets tense, doesn't it, when you're nine or whatever. But also, I didn't know what sex was. All I knew was it was bad.
It was not for you.
I knew there was this thing, this intercourse thing that I'd read about in my Bible book. It was a sort of a book about the body written from the perspective of Jesus that I was given as a child and to learn about the birds and the bees. But that book really just said the purpose of this act is to make a baby. And the word sex wasn't mentioned, but I gather that that's what sex is. And then I'd watch Friends and they kept on having sex. And I was like, well, where are all your babies? I just didn't understand that it could be a recreational thing. I was like, these people really want kids. Yeah. But it was, yeah, it's a bit weird for a show that we all watch as children, how rude some of it. It was all very euphemistic.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it wasn't all euphemistic. It was quite, like, it was a whole episode where they were watching pornography because they got free porn. For example.
True.
And there was literally porn on the telly, And you didn't see the bits, but the whole episode you heard the noises.
Phoebe and his sister being a porn star.
Yeah. There's a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but some of it would go so over our head, like, seven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seven.
So that was more coded, I guess, for a younger audience.
And I guess, but no, I think the joke was how people know what you're talking about without having to say it. Yeah. So I think that is actually, there was a joke very early on, because season one was an observational show.
Yeah.
I think it was like that guy who, there was always like, so all these like, oh, ugly naked guy. That was like a joke. Everyone's got the ugly naked guy over the road or whatever. Yeah. But there was like very early on, there was a bit, the episode starts by saying, you know, they say it's the distance between the tip of a guy's thumb to the tip of his index finger. And the joke is, oh, everyone knows what we're talking about, whatever. But like there was one episode that absolutely threw me. It was in season two, and it was when Richard was staying over and Monica wanted to have sex with him, and Ross and Rachel wanted to have sex.
The one condom.
There was only one condom.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was happening. I had no idea. I didn't know. I was like, is it a fuck stick? What are they like? No, I didn't know
what they were fighting over.
I didn't even know what had been happening in the bedroom. I just knew that people's boyfriends were over. And then they're going to the bathroom for something. I was like, what could it be?
Do they both need to wee?
I couldn't. They rock, paper, scissors over this thing. I was like, what is it? What is it? Did it confuse you?
Yeah, at the time, yeah. Early days. You don't know.
At the time. Thanks for clarifying at the time. I know what sex is.
Now I am familiar with condoms.
And Pete, you were confused?
I think a lot of it went over my head and I just sort of glossed over it thinking, I don't understand this, but hey, Chandler will say something funny in a second.
Yeah, I think as a child, you accept that the world isn't for you yet. So you just accept, I don't know this thing.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, it's mad that a child, they've only been around for 9 years or whatever. It's mad that they know anything.
Yeah.
I've not learned much in the last 9 years. I'm constantly baffled by the concept of a child. The fact that a five-year-old can speak, even though it came to Earth 5 years ago, I find very funny. it is a little fact. I say fact, you must know this. I remember this episode where Phoebe is busking in the street.
Yeah.
And she makes a joke about, oh, I made no money. I mean, I got 44 cents and a condom. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then at the end, a guy comes up and says, I dropped my condom in there. And we all know what bit of trivia I'm going to drop now.
Yeah, that's
Frank.
Frank, yeah.
And I remember I said to my babysitter called Susie, what is a condom? And she went, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, I know, right? I keep hearing the bloody word everywhere I'm bloody going. No one seems to bloody know.
And how old was she at the time?
She was maybe 17.
So she definitely knew what a condom was.
She knew. I mean, she was playing. Yeah.
It does. I mean, how do you deal with that situation when it's flip reversed? When we have kids, It's going to be a tricky one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Pete, me and Dave are going to have kids, by the way. I should have mentioned.
We agreed that before.
What do you say?
I don't know. I don't know what there is to say. I mean, we've talked for so long about things that aren't your episode.
Yes.
I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And then I've just suddenly realised we've basically run out of time.
But, okay, but it doesn't matter.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm making this decision on the fly, Pete.
Okay.
That's the end of this episode.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
That's part one with Adam Hess.
We're going to do a double episode?
Next week. Yeah, we've never done one, and Friends do it every season.
Double passer. We're breaking new ground.
I'm going to do a cliffhanger. It's a cliffhanger. Ooh.
So this is the end of the episode. So we haven't, because what's happened is we've run out of time. Pete's got to go, and we haven't even got to your episode yet. So cliffhanger, what's your episode? Or give us a clue and we won't, you know, people can work it out.
Let's just say...
You already know that the episode will be discussed in a huge amount of detail. That's what we've learned.
Let's just say it's the one with the rugby. If you know my meaning.
Crack that code if you can.
Yeah.
Next week's episode. It's the first time in Friends of Friends history. It's a cliffhanger. It's just a cliff, really. We'll be back next week with Adam Hess. See
Bye.
You then.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.